AM 1300 KGLO, it's time for our Caregiver Corner, and we have Lark Trigstad in studio. Hi, Lark.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Time to get in the mood.
Yeah, honestly?
Yeah.
I'm in the mood.
All right.
I love Christmas music, and I love the decorations.
Yeah.
I love the season. It's a good time. It really is.
That's what made me think of the show today, A Generous Heart, especially after the Salvation Army Board auction on Saturday. That was beautiful.
It was pretty impressive, really, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Seuss had many great insights into the nature of being human. Look no further than How the Grinch Stole Christmas. A grouchy, nasty, selfish fellow, the Grinch concocts a plan to steal all of the presents from all of the kids of Whoville before Christmas morning.
How dare he?
How dare he?
And worse, he plans to take them for himself. This caricature of greediness and selfishness embodied in the Grinch speaks to several human archetypes, and he's mean, rude, and without compassion. He's not in it for the greater good by any means, Tim.
No, he's a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Da, 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 da.
The Grinch bumps into Cindy Lou Who, who was no more than two, when she genuinely mistakes him for Santa Claus, a much more generous soul than he. The Grinch seems to feel some pangs of guilt. He tells her something of a white lie as to why he is shoving all of the toys up the chimney. And then he takes off in true Grinch-like fashion.
How a Christmas famously comes in, at any case, right on Christmas morning as scheduled. And all the Whos celebrate gleefully and with appreciation, in spite of the lack of presents. And the Grinch's heart famously grows by three sizes upon learning of this news. He gives back all the toys and makes good with all of the Whos.
Over 60 years old,
yeah.
The story has been translated into at least 9 languages. It's also earned spots in the National Education Association 2007 Teachers Top 100 Books for Children, and the 2012 list of Top Picture Books.
You know, and I really love the reminder that Christmas spirit, it's not all about the presents.
Mm-mm. Not everyone will be feeling the love this Christmas. Seniors in particular may be susceptible to the seasonal blues. However, caregivers don't have to let less than jolly aging loved ones hijack the holidays.
Yeah, and some seniors are missing departed loved ones and traditions of days gone by, and others may be struggling with money or mobility woes. Others may not be feeling well, and so the fast pace and hustle and bustle of the holidays can quickly become way too much to take.
Way too much, yeah.
Yeah.
So a generous heart of understanding may be just what the caregiver in all of us can give.
There you go. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say that the Grinch small heart grew 3 sizes that day. And then the true meaning of Christmas came through, and the Grinch found the strength of 10 Grinches plus 2.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Seuss.
Yes.
Yeah. The more one serves their fellow Whos, the larger their heart will grow.
Isn't that something?
So true.
How thoughtful Dr. Seuss was. You know, we often dread the prospect of becoming a caregiver, and sometimes it happens very quickly and we don't even realize it. But these experiences offer us an opportunity to deepen our connection with our loved ones and recognize in ourselves our capacity and love and kindness. Times three.
For sure. Good story. Yeah, good story.
It really is. It's very tender and to the heart.
Yes, and that's all it takes is a little heart at Christmas time.
Yeah.
Enjoy somebody. Enjoy a cup of Christmas tea with them.
Oh, my gosh. That's so beautiful. Every time I hear that, I don't turn the radio off until it's all done.
It's that time of year, though. You know, find somebody that you can share something like that with. Share a little time with them. That's all it is.
And find out how much you get back.
Yeah, oh, for sure. Mark, if somebody wants to find out more about your help in this regard? How do they find out the info?
Well, you know, for information for caregivers that need it when they need to know, like when you have an issue with getting mom up out of the chair or trying to figure out what to do with confused behavior, go to NorthIowaSageLink.com, and there's awful lot of information there for you, anyone, to use in a time of need as caregiving. So
fantastic stuff.
There we go.
Thanks, Lark.
See you next week.
Absolutely. Have a great one.
You too.
Lark Trickstead with us, and that's our caregiver program on AM 1300 KGLO.